On Capitol Hill, Democratic leaders of the House of Representatives are busy drafting a resolution they say will show public disapproval for the war in Iraq and the president's proposed troop buildup. For weeks, Republicans have maintained that such a move would undermine troop morale. Today, top Pentagon leaders said that is not the case. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The House Armed Services Committee room was packed. Two guests faced the rows of lawmakers. They were Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Peter Pace. While the TV and still cameras crowded in, the chairman of the committee, Ike Skelton, allowed all of the members with the least seniority to ask their questions first. Perhaps a tip of the hat to the wave of new Democratic lawmakers elected last fall, in large part because of public opposition to the war in Iraq. And the freshmen reflected that. For example, Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson.
We have a house that's burning, and we're putting gasoline on it by sending more troops to Iraq, when what we need to be doing is trying to put out that fire.
This sentiment was echoed by most of the new Democrats and by the more senior ones. But most of the Republicans followed the lead of their ranking member on the committee, Duncan Hunter of California.
And I think it would be a major mistake for us to send a fractured message to the world, to our allies and our adversaries, that the United States is heavily divided over the support of this mission.
This idea that it would undermine the troops and aid U.S. enemies is central to the positions of both congressional Republicans and to the White House. Today, it seemed, that argument was finally put down by both civilian and uniformed leaders of the military. Here's Defense Secretary Gates.
It's a truism from the beginning of time, and the time the first Neanderthal picked up a club. You try to see whether your enemies are divided or not. All I would say is that history is littered with examples of people who underestimated robust debate in Washington, D.C. for weakness on the part of America.
And Joint Chiefs Chairman Peter Pace was even clearer.
There's no doubt in my mind that the dialogue here in Washington strengthens our democracy, period.
Pace said enemies may watch and take comfort in the debate in Congress, but they have little understanding of democracy. And as far as the support of U.S. troops, said Pace,
they understand how our legislature works, and that they understand that there's going to be this kind of debate.
There were also troops on Capitol Hill today. Former soldiers, now lobbying against the surge, made their way from office to office, finally paying a visit to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. John Soltz runs this group of veterans.
We're the troops. We're here. We are the troops, right? We're sitting next to Leader Pelosi because they don't support the troops.
They, in this case, are the Republicans, says Soltz.
If y'all want to talk about not supporting troops, go over to the Republican side and ask them why they voted against body armor in the Senate not once but twice in 2003. That's not supporting the troops. If you support escalation, you don't support the troops. 20,000 more troops in Baghdad is a backdoor timeline. It is like spitting in the ocean. It will not make a difference. We need a new strategy in Iraq.
Speaker Pelosi stopped short of saying a vote for the surge is a vote against the troops, but said she hopes today's push at least changes President Bush's perspective.
Well, hopefully the voice of the American people as expressed through the Congress will have some impact on the President of the United States as he makes his decisions. It's no small thing that a majority of the Congress, in a bipartisan way, disapproves of the president going forward with this surge.
And Democrats are hoping to do much more than just officially disapprove of the war. Defense Appropriations Chairman Jack Murtha said today he is combing every line of President Bush's war budget request for ways to force the president to change his policy. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.